Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Rowan Nix, here with my co-host, Tarouk Vishal.
Good evening.
And tonight we're just going to be continuing our exploration of the chalice suit of the tarot. And last week we talked about the ace through the four, and tonight we're going to start with the five. Now, the five of chalices, as depicted in the Rider-Waite deck, shows a cloaked man standing in a field, and in the distance there's a castle and a river. Before him are three overturned chalices, and behind him are two upright chalices. Now, this card can signify a lot of things, but primarily it's talking about loss. It's talking about a perceived draining of resources. Emotionally, this is talking about feeling drained, feeling like you've missed out on something, and feeling depression and despair. He does not see the two chalices behind him. He's only focusing on the chalices before him, which are gone. This can be about a lover that's maybe left or a bad breakup. This can be a separation. And this can definitely be being brokenhearted or heartbroken about love. What do you see when you look at this card, Tarouk?
Well, I see this card as wallowing in desperation, wallowing in sadness, in despair, just a very woe's me type of feeling when I look at this card. We're looking at the man. He has this cloak over him. You see the three cups before him on the ground, basically they're spilled, and that's what he's focused on. You know, behind him are the two chalices that have not been spilled and are upright. So he's choosing to focus on the negative instead of the positive, and he's choosing to focus on the negative and not do anything about it. Because when you think about it and you look at this card, you're like, well, there's a river right there. You know, if you look at the card, there's a river in the card. So at any moment, he can get up and actually take those three chalices that have been spilled and go and fill them. But he chooses not to. And there's also a castle in the distance saying that he has the comfort of home there, and he has two chalices behind him which have not been touched. So to me, this is a card about having a desperation and choosing to wallow in your own misery. That is what I'm seeing with this card. This is about just being in despair and desperation and not knowing a way out when the door is right there in front of your face. You're just not looking up at it, you know? Does that make sense to you, Rowan?
No, definitely. I think you covered it very nicely. This card can also be about remembering that you do have more options in life. It can be about finding hope. This is a five card, and fives generally in any suit represent change. So it's about enacting that change. It's about remembering that, you know, you are not bereft of emotion. You're not bereft of opportunities and love. There's still hope there. You're just not focusing on it. In the negative in the negative aspects of this card, I kind of take it to be just being completely hopeless, being completely pathetic with emotion and being distraught and not being able to make heads or tails of it. And you really need to be able to in this world. You have to be able to take life as it comes at you, because it's not always going to be love and roses. Sometimes it is going to be very depressing. Do you have anything else to add in about the negative aspects of the card?
Definitely the reverse aspect of this card is about getting up again, getting up and going out there and taking those chances, taking those risks again. You know, the five, you know, symbolizes that devastation and heartbreak, but you have to get up again. You have to learn how to dust yourself off and try again, like the song says. You know, this is
Yes.
about a learning experience and learning how to move forward in life and leaving behind those disappointments, the things that you experienced that were not positive, that hurt you emotionally, and learning how to put that away. You know, you have two challenges left. Pick those up and go, okay? Life is too short to focus on the negative, especially when this card is showing that this person has a lot of, you know, things in his favor. All five could be still, but you have two left. Get those two and keep it moving, okay? So do we have the five covered?
I think so. I think we can move on to the six. Do you want to start with it?
Definitely. We can go on to the six. And, you know, when you look at this card, it's showing all six chalices in the traditional Rider-Waite. They have flowers. You know, one of the six is being given to a child and handed to them. So this definitely can symbolize, you know, a childhood happiness. It can symbolize memories. It can symbolize really good times in childhood and looking back. Not even necessarily childhood, maybe, you know, even the teenage years, your early 20s, depending on your age. But this is definitely about enjoyable places, enjoyable times, experiences, childhood memories, adolescent memories, being surrounded with those nostalgic times in life. You know, it's a time of joy. So I kind of see this as something having to do with a past experience. Do you see this as also pertaining to the present, Rowan, when you look at this card?
I do. Maybe I always relate it with love, which it can mean different things, but generally for me when it comes up, it's talking about love. It's talking about the newness of a relationship, of feeling innocent again, somebody that can bring you back to that point of a simpler time in your life and make you awaken the dreams that maybe you once had. I was a very dreamy child, so maybe that's why I always take it to that point. But this is definitely about the newness of a relationship. This is about somebody coming through in an entirely different perspective that you didn't expect. On the negative aspect of the card, it can talk about being too naive with people. It can talk about seeing the world through rose-colored glasses and not always seeing things as they are. People that get the Six of Chalices reversed are really people that need to be a little bit more realistic in any given situation and not quite so positive. You know, this is a very Pollyanna person. What's your experience with the negative aspects of this card, Drew?
Well, when I look at the Six of Chalices, going back to, you know, my personal description of it, it has to do with focusing too much on the past, focusing too much on times that were, you know, let's say you're thinking about a past love or your childhood growing up, and that's really what you've been focusing on. That's where all your time is gone to, and you're not thinking about things that are happening right now in the moment, you know. So this has to do with just kind of having your mind in the past, but you're stuck here in the present. Definitely that. And also, I've read about the Six of Chalices having also to do with maybe like issues when it comes to childbearing. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah,
the
definitely.
Six of Chalices has to do with.
I've gotten that before, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely good. So is there anything else you would like to speak about concerning the six?
I think we can move on to the seven, for sure. The Seven of Chalices is about dreams. It's about manifesting dreams in your past, etc. The chalices represent water, and water also has to do with illusions, dreams, the esoteric, the subconscious, etc. So this is really a card about bringing all of those into manifestation in the present. This is about, you know, dreaming of that one you love and making it happen. This is about your goals in life. This is about listening to your dreams. So this card comes up and guidance, I definitely get that the person knows what they need to do on a subconscious level, but is having a hard time actualizing it. So I always tell them to listen, because there's always markers in nature. And even if you look at the card,
It has all these different things coming out of cups. It has, you know, a ghost. It has spirits. It has jewels and gems, dragons, a crown, a castle, etc. Most depictions of this card will have something different, something fantastical. So it definitely speaks to that in a person, the whole whimsical nature of love, of romance, and of emotion itself, which can be, you know, flights of fancy, etc. What do you get from this card, Drew?
Well, when I look at this card, you know, like you were saying, you know, you have the person here, the man, he is standing before a cloud with each of the cups filled with something. So it's all these different ideas, all these different possibilities, all these different dreams, all these different desires. You know, I was reading about this, and they say that this is a wish card, you know, about fulfilling your dreams and your wishes. But to me, I look at the seven as there's too many things. It's like you have to basically choose one thing. You have all of these different possibilities, all of these different things in these chalices, but, you know, it could be difficult to choose which one you want. Which fantasy do you want? Where do you want your attention to go, you know? So this card can definitely point out towards choosing a path, you know, not having all of your eggs in different baskets, I guess would be a good way to say it, but actually, like, picking one thing. So I could see this as somebody who has their hands in too many different places, and they should cut it down and kind of hone in and focus on one thing and not be so spread out, you know, because that could definitely not be a positive thing to have your energy focused on all of these different things, and yet nothing is getting done. You know, you're just over there standing and looking at what could be when you can just pick one. I mean, do you understand kind of where I'm coming from with that?
No, of course. And to expand off of it, in the negative aspects of this card, this is somebody that is relying too heavily on dreams. This is somebody that's building castles in the air and, you know, not taking a look at what's going on right here on the ground floor. So this can be definitely somebody that is maybe doing too many business ventures, and so nothing's really taking off because they're not focusing on it. This can be somebody that's investing themselves in too many relationships, and nothing's coming to fruition because, you know, they're not giving all of themselves to a specific person or task. They're kind of reserving it for everything else because they have this illusion of what's actually going on, and it's not real. None of it is real. This can also symbolize somebody that's plagued by maybe some kind of emotional trauma in the past, some, you know, relationship that's gone bad or some bad family life, etc. And it plagues them to this day. This can also be about nightmares. This can speak of ghosts and illusions and things that are not real. The Seven of Chalices is about disillusionment, unreality, and things intersecting with our mundane world. So this is a very mystical card as well. I mean, all of the tarot is mystical, but this is definitely speaking of the subconscious, for sure.
No, definitely, definitely. Well, what I see in the reversed aspect, you know, may have to do with the person being confused. You know, you have all of these different options, and they're confused and in a dark place of what do I choose? So to me, this is like telling you to wake up, you know, focus on one thing, put your attention on one purpose, on one of those chalices, and focus on that. Don't let this cloud overtake you and you're just in the middle of it, not knowing which way to go, which one to choose. So I definitely see this as finding yourself, you know, finding something that you are clear and definite about that is going to fulfill you, because all of them are not going to be your favorite thing. You have to choose one or maybe two. I mean, there's something wrong with choosing two, but all seven, you're not going to put all of yourself in everything. You're going to, like I said before, stretch yourself thin. So yeah, that's definitely what I'm seeing with the Seven of Chalices.
Wonderful. And do you want to move on to the eight? Do you have anything else you want to ask?
No, I mean, you can go on with the eight.
Okay, cool.
Well, the Eight of Chalices is represented usually by a person walking off in the distance. They're at the seashore, which I want to point out is the perfect marriage of two elements. It's earth and water, and it speaks of the dualities of the world, male, female, yin and yang, black and white, etc. And they're walking off, and they have eight chalices behind them, and it's like they're searching for something. And this is really a card about searching, about seeking. This can be about seeking inner truth, reflection. It can also be about a journey. I've gotten this card in instances where somebody is looking for love, somebody is actively seeking that emotion, that completion, etc., because we are nearing the end of the cup suite. So it can definitely be about that completion, longing for it. And the eight is a very spiritual number. The eight represents infinity. It represents perfect union or perfect balance. And even the moon is in the back, and it's almost like a guide, which is, again, listening to the subconscious, etc. It could definitely be about that esoteric sense of needing to find fulfillment and completion. Most depictions of this card are very spiritual. They have people doing yoga and, you know, gazing at mandalas. And I think in the old deck that I had, the Grecian tarot, it was the goddess Psyche descending into the underworld to find truth about her lover Eros. So it's about going through that dark night of the soul to find yourself, to find love, to find the root of the emotion. What do you see when you usually get this card, Taruk?
When I look at the Eight of Chalices, I see someone walking away. You know, the person you built these, you know, you built and collected these Eight of Chalices. You've collected each cup, so you have taken your time, your effort, commitment, and dedication to build on these eight different chalices, you know, and each of these chalices is an emotional commitment that you make. This could be about a relationship, a job, friendship, family, anything that you tie yourself to emotionally, and basically just dropping it and leaving it. You know, you have realized this does not fulfill me. This does not make me happy. I don't experience joy with these eight chalices. And you know what? I'm going to move on, and I'm going to go find something else that's going to make me happy, leaving everything that you knew behind and walking, like you said, with the moon guiding you. So I definitely see this as dropping everything and moving on. You know, it is a very powerful card. Because a lot of times people, they tie themselves to situations that they don't want to be in. You know, you've built an empire, you've built a relationship, you've built some type of emotional connection with something, and you're not happy. A lot of people, they'll stay and be unhappy in something just because they've invested so much time. So this is a card about bravery to me. You know, You could have been okay, you know, those are eight chalices, but you chose to actually walk away for your greater happiness. Do you see what I'm trying to say with that? Does that make sense to you?
Definitely, but I see that more when I see the reverse of it. I see somebody walking away, somebody, you know, hiding their face from love, somebody that maybe can't face certain emotional qualities of themselves, so they have to go away to reflect on it or go away to dwell in it. This is somebody that's not ready for love. This is somebody that's not at that final place yet. And that's why they're getting the eight instead of the ten. This can definitely be about somebody that's left in a relationship. This can be about a marriage that's ended because of it. This has a lot of finality to it as well, you know, with the moon and the completion of the moon, et cetera. And I think I want to say that the phase of the moon is actually a waning phase, if I'm not mistaken. It's almost the dark night. So it's definitely having to do with that whole, you know, death, separation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What about you? What do you see in the reverse of it?
To me, well, I do agree with what you're saying. But this card can symbolize to me when you fear things, you know, when you're afraid, when you don't want to walk away, when you don't know when it's enough. You know, you've put in all of this commitment and you're having all of these doubts, but a part of you still wants to stay. So what I see this, It's about staying in a situation you don't want to be in. Yeah, you've built something beautiful. Yes, you have accumulated these eight of chances, but you're not happy. So to me, this is saying, even though it's gonna hurt, even though yes, you've built this, you still have other things out there. This is making you happy. So don't stay in a situation just because it may be ideal, just because you're comfortable, just because it's what you're used to. Don't stay just because of that. If it's not making you truly, genuinely happy, then the best thing for you to do is to move on. So yeah, that's what I'm seeing when it comes to the Eight of Chalices reversed. Is there anything else for you?
No, I think we covered it. Let's move on to the Nine of Chalices. And why don't you start us off on this one as well?
Okay, so the Nine of Chalices, when we look at this card, it looks like there's a man sitting down with his arms crossed, and then you see all of the chalices behind him lined up. So to me, when I look at this card, this is a card about completion. It's a card of absolute happiness when it comes to your health, when it comes to love. This is a card about satisfaction. This is a card that is saying that you're on your way. This is a card that's saying that this is success, basically. You're in an emotionally fulfilled situation. This is a card about just basically, because, he kind of looks like he's showing off what he had. They're just behind him. He's just sitting there like, look at my accomplishments. Look at everything that I have accumulated. This is a card about just being in complete happiness. This is a card also about luxuries. You're traveling. You're going to expensive restaurants. You're getting the best clothing, the best of everything. So this is a card of finally achieving your financial goals and dreams and living that life, not being afraid to spend money to get the high-class plane, to, be first class wherever you go. This is a card about having that emotional fulfillment. That's definitely what I see with it. What about you?
For this card, I really love the depiction of it in my deck, the Revelations Tarot by Zach Wong. It has a merman holding up these cups in adulation, and he's glowing with happiness. And the nine is all about contentment. It's all about abundance. It's all about that expression of love where you just feel loved and you want to give it to others. It's a great time and a great place to be in love is basically what the card is saying in any given spread. Most depictions of the card, it's usually depicted by a man, and it's usually depicted in a very generous or giving manner. This card can symbolize a wealth of options as well with love. This can symbolize that you're someone who's definitely not unaccustomed to attention and affection, and it's really talking about, spending your time wisely and being generous with the right people. You don't want to give everything away to everyone that's not going to appreciate you, for sure. And the more negative aspects of this card, it's about being stingy with your heart. It's about you have all of this love and affection and attention, and you don't want anyone else to. This is somebody that enjoys being the center of attention, that enjoys being a drama queen or causing drama wherever they can, and it's not a very good person. It's not somebody that's attractive to be around. Have you had any negative experiences with this card, Taruk?
Not really. I haven't had any negative experiences with it. But on the descriptive aspect, I would say that this card, on a negative point of view, has to do with not fulfilling those desires that you have wanted. This card has to do with not achieving the success that you thought you were going to have. You didn't fulfill your dreams. This card has to do with not having, with disappointments in life. You've made many errors, and you're basically stuck in a rut. But on the other hand, this can do with being greedy. The opposite of this, it could be with, overspending, overindulgence, you being basically a prick. You're just a rich prick out here. You are just living large. You're overeating, overspending. You're treating people like crap. You know, it's kind of like that really large King Louis, I think his name was, just that very King Louis, just overindulgent lifestyle, which puts an impression on people. So that's what I'm kind of seeing with the Nine of Chalices.
For sure. It's definitely a Marie Antoinette figure. You know, let them eat cake. This is somebody that is only concerned with themselves and not with anybody else. I think we're almost at like 5 minutes or so. So why don't we go ahead and cut it off here, and then we'll do 10 with the Royals next week.
Perfect, perfect.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening in on our show. Again, listen in next week when all three of us will be here, Aluna Odette as well, for the Royals of the Sud, as well as the 10 of Chalices. Thank you so much for listening in. This has been Rowan Nix. Have a great night.
Good night, you guys.
Thank you.